Lebanon's civil war proved that violence could not reconcile disputes between religious and political factions. The agreement that ended more than 15 years of bloodshed set forth a power-sharing formula that some today say could serve as a model for neighboring Iraq. In the 1980s, the term Lebanization was coined to refer to civil war and bloodshed. Beirut-based political analyst Sami Baroudi explains the war grew out of political disputes between Lebanon's Christian and Muslim communities. A Palestinian push for power and Israel's invasion in the early 1980s further fueled the conflict.
The Christians had better representation in government than the Muslims. So there was this perception, which was very dated, which had varied reasons among the Muslims, that the share in power was not adequate. This was one thing. Also, there was a perception among a majority of Muslims that the Christians were deriving more economic benefits from the system than the Muslims. Most Muslims were in favor of basically Lebanon supporting unequivocally the operations of the PLO in Lebanon. At that point, most Christians were basically seeing the PLO as a disrupting element in Lebanon.
The 1989 Taif Agreement that ended the civil war set forth a power-sharing formula to resolve the disputes peacefully. As a result, the term Lebanization these days has a very different meaning. For most, it is synonymous with reconciliation. Magda Abdufadl directs the Institute of Professional Journalists at Lebanese American University in Beirut. She says a key lesson was learned from Lebanon's civil war.
It's a no-win situation. War doesn't solve problems because you're going to end up destroying yourself, and then how long will it take to rebuild?
The power-sharing plan gives both Lebanon's Christian and Muslim communities a voice in running the country. The president must be Christian, the prime minister Muslim. The seats in parliament are divided equally between Muslims and Christians. Still, Sami Baroudi of Beirut's Lebanese American University cautions that the rigidity of the power-sharing formula may not hold up in the long term.
Basically, you know, this current formula where you have equality in terms of representation between Christians and Muslims, it doesn't reflect demographic realities. I mean, according to most accounts, the Christians in Lebanon are no more than 30% of the population. And we still get 50% of the seats in parliament and 50% of the ministries. So we don't know whether 20, 25 years down the line, the Muslims will still accept this formula. We don't know whether the Christians will be willing to accept something less than equality and representation.
Nevertheless, many Lebanese point to the formula as a potential model for neighboring Iraq, where leaders are trying to empower the country's Sunni, Shia, and Kurdish communities without alienating those in the minority. In southern Lebanon, Maha Salman says there have been problems reintegrating communities that were cut off during decades under Israeli occupation. Ms. Salman of the humanitarian organization Imam Sadr Foundation says it's a question of rebuilding national identity.
After the withdrawal of the Israeli forces from South Lebanon, we had a very big program to integrate these people who were under the occupation with the homeland, because the whole generation, they were cut from the homeland. But now they are living this idea. Before, they were not living this idea.
Some Lebanese politicians have faulted the government for spending more to rebuild the nation's infrastructure than it did to rebuild the bonds between the people. Lebanese novelist Emily Nasrallah agrees the emotional wounds of the civil war have not healed.
I wrote once that people have become little islands during the war, except when the shelter got them together. Now you find this very much the common thing among the people. They are little islands, in peace, not in war, but little islands, as if they don't want also, they are avoiding to see these changes that they don't want.
The fragility of Lebanon's reconciliation has been used by Syria in part to justify maintaining a military force there. The latest United Nations effort to force Syria's withdrawal so far has not succeeded. Syria's influence over domestic affairs has split Lebanon's political elite and recently sparked several resignations and a cabinet reshuffle. But the Lebanese insist any political wrangling for power these days will be resolved peacefully. Lori Kassman, VOA News.